You have one new voice message and one saved message. To play your messages, press 1.
Hey, you. I hope your shift at work is going well. I'm so glad you didn't pick up because I wanted to leave you this sexy voice message. I got a little story I wanted to tell you, and I just couldn't wait until you got home. I think you're gonna love it. So you know how the weather's been crazy? It's been snowing since you left for work, and the driveway ended up getting completely covered in snow, like within an hour. Well, our incredibly handsome neighbor, you know, the guy with the broad shoulders and the rugged beard, he came over to clear it for us, babe. He said it was no trouble at all, and I don't know, I just couldn't help but feel a spark of gratitude. I was watching him from the window and sipping my coffee, watching him lift and toss huge loads of snow. The urge came over me and I had to thank him properly, so I ran to the bedroom and I put on some cute lingerie. You know, the black lace set that you love? So I did that and then I wrapped myself in a silky robe, and when he was done, I invited him in for a hot drink. And he totally came inside. He was leaning against the kitchen counter, and we were talking. And I let my robe slip open just enough to give him a peek of what was underneath. His eyes immediately fixated on my exposed skin. I could tell he was picking up my cues. They don't always pick up my cues, babe. I got so excited. So I scooched a little closer to him, and I brushed my hand against his arm, told him how grateful I was for all his hard work, and he was so buff. I guess you have to be. To clear that much snow with just a shovel like that? Anyway, I leaned in really close, and I whispered in his ear, and I told him I really appreciated all of his help, and that if it was okay with him, I wanted to show him just how grateful I was. His body language was telling me yes, so before he could say anything, I kind of just went for it. I gave him one of those really deep, passionate makeout kisses. You know the ones. And he was not hesitant at all. It was like I flicked a switch or something, because he just came after me, babe. It was like I was prey. He ripped my robe off, and he just started kissing me everywhere. Like, he got down on his knees and kissed my body. My stomach, my hips, my thighs. He licked my pussy. He clearly liked the lingerie sets. I mean, how could you not? You know how hot it makes my body look? So fucking hot. Thank you so much for buying it for me, babe. He picked me up and he took me over to the living room. And I felt so small. He was so big and strong. I couldn't help but keep imagining what his cock was going to be like. So he put me down on the couch, and then he stood in front of me. And he, like, almost gave me a striptease, I swear. He made eye contact with me while he took off all of his clothes. I was so fucking turned on, babe. Oh my God. You know how it is. Not every guy is so eager. It's always, do you have a boyfriend? Can I get your phone number? Whatever. But not with this guy. I felt like I was front row at a theater or something. Like he was about to give me a cock show. And fuck. It was quite the show. Babe, you know how your cock is shaped? Well, his was shaped just like yours, but it was like his cock ate a Mario mushroom or something. It was even thicker, and somehow it was even longer. For a moment, I was kind of worried for my poor pussy. Worried, babe? That is so not like me. You know how much I love a big dick? Oh my God, I love them so much. So most of me was really excited. But I had this small part of me that was nervous. I can't remember the last time a cock made me feel a little bit nervous. But I really didn't have anything to be nervous about. It's like he thought I was going to need a bit of warming up before taking his huge dick or something. Which was kinda cute. I'm so horny all fucking day. I was wet and ready to go. I was just looking for a volunteer. But I like it how he was kinda worried about the well-being of my pussy. What a sweet guy. He had no idea I was a size queen, babe. And I felt so powerful in that moment. He had no idea I was going to go feral for the feeling of him stretching me out. So he laid me down on the couch, and he thoroughly explored my body with his hands. Well, first his hands, and then his mouth. And holy fuck, his mouth. I was moaning like crazy while he was kissing his way down my neck. His fingers were teasing my nipples over my bra, and they got super hard. Oh my God, it was so cute. He gently removed my lingerie. I mean, it was kind of weird, because he was just like really feral and needy with me up until that point. But then he took the lingerie off so gently and, like, laid it out on the coffee table. So I spread my legs and I invited him in. And he totally started teasing me by, like, rubbing his thick head along my pussy. I was so soaked. He was just, like, playing with my pussy juices at that point. But that didn't last long because I wrapped my legs around him and I pulled him into me. It was like one swift thrust and he just completely filled me. And I gasped at the sensation. And he just waited there. He just stayed with his huge cock stretching me out until I stopped making sounds. And you know me. I always make sounds, so it felt like forever. I'm so fucking vocal, I was just there underneath him, with my legs wrapped around him and his huge cock as deep as he could get in me. And I was just whimpering and moaning. And he was throbbing so much. Oh, it was just driving me crazy. And then finally, which took forever, but finally, when I was silent, he stuck his fingers in my mouth and started fucking me while he made me suck on his fingers. It's like he was trying to keep me quiet. It was so hot. And oh my God, babe, his cock was hitting all the right spots. I couldn't help but think of you. I knew you would love to hear about this. And the thought of you getting all turned on at work. Maybe even sneaking off to the bathroom to relieve the tension. Made all of that even hotter. I know how much you love it when I get off while you're busy working for us. Sometimes I just need a cock to make me feel better. You know how it is. And I miss you so much when you're at work. I'm so horny. I can't always wait for you to get home. I'm so excited for our weekend together, when it can be just you and me. And of course, I won't leave out your favorite detail. He fucked me so hard. He stretched me out so good. and I came so, so hard around his cock. It was one of those, like, leg-shaking, body-shuddering orgasms. He came too. I needed it more than I realized, though. Because that orgasm, like, shifted my perspective on the whole day. He left about an hour ago, and I haven't moved off the couch. I've just been laying here, satisfied and sticky, and thinking about you. Thinking about how much I want you to come home and make me yours all over again. It may have been bigger than you, babe, but you still feel the best. You know that, right? I cannot wait to feel your cock inside me when you get home tonight. Reminding me who I belong to. Anyway, I know you're almost done and you'll be home soon. Your naughty, grateful girlfriend will be here, waiting and ready to show you just how much I've missed you. I almost forgot. He took the lingerie set with him. Said he needed some sort of payment for shoveling the driveway. Like the sex wasn't payment enough. But you can buy me another set. Right, babe? I'll see you when you get home. Mwah. Bye.